Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world feed it beans. It's gassed up. Everything's just stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those fools look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to that last relapse album, he still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But as your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, we clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around, it's a game called circling. I don't know how, I'll wait you up. Get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around. But it's time to exercise these demons. These more than two and jumping jacks.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but take it too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and rock dead. No more beef blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single finger. But the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
Greetings and salutations. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, Street Queens, the movement. And we're always talking about issues that affect us in life, our community, and in the world. Positive people doing positive things. This issue that we're talking about tonight is an issue that actually affects all of us, or you might have had some theory about it, or you actually wanted to talk about it, but you were scared who to talk to. You might not kind of understood it. You know, but tonight we're addressing it. You know, a lot of people are scared to talk about it, but recently a lot of, you know, artists in the industry have been talking about the Illuminati. We've heard it from Pac first. before Pac. You know, it has been talked to us about a secret society of people that actually run our so-called government, and sometimes it even starts from actually from the top. Some people have they read about the Catholic Church, and it trickles down to the so-called government, the Federal Reserves, and then it trickles all the way down to the industry, from artists to entertainers to athletes, and they're based on basically keeping people down. They can eliminate people that are not playing ball with them in the secret society. Some say it's a figment of imagination. Some people say it's true. We want to know what you think tonight. Call in at 347-826-7722. But quick history on Illuminati. You guys can go to YouTube and check out Tupac when he was talking about the Illuminati on YouTube. Type in Illuminati. Or you can check out the film Illuminata. You know, you can Google that. And it talks about it. Illuminati, plural for Latin illuminous, enlightened. It is a name given to several groups, both historical and modern, both real and fictitious. Historically, the name refers specifically to the Barbarian Illuminati, an Enlightenment-era secret society founded on May 1st, 1776. In the modern times, it's also used to refer to a conspiracy organization, almost like a shadow world, powered behind the throne, quote unquote, allegedly controlling the world affairs through present day government and corporations, usually a modern incarnation and continuation of the Bavarian Illuminati, which in context of Illuminati is believed to be the masterminds behind events that will lead to the establishment of the New World Order. Is the New World Order happening today, this age? Has it been started years before? And people are just realizing, but this has been talked about for years, but now people in the industry are starting to get curious. But this has been going on. So call in. 347-826-7722. We got people live on the line. I want to know what you think about it, the Illuminati, and your thoughts. I see 516-917-299-3313. I'm bringing on 516 right now, live with us. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, and tell us what you think about the Illuminati. What's your theory? 516, you there? 516, you there? Rodney? All right. Caller from the 229. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Street Queens, the movement presents Illuminati. Tell us your name, what state you're calling from, and what you think about the Illuminati.
I go by the name of Fofis, a.k.a. X-Way, a.k.a. Thomas Deeps, out of ATL, Georgia. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's definitely, you know, a pleasure to have you on the show. Talk to us about your thoughts on the Illuminati. When did you become to get, involved with it, serious about researching it? Or was this something that you just heard and you said, you know, hey, this is interesting? Or was this something you've heard about before? What are your thoughts on it? Talk to us.
Okay, it goes, as a matter of fact, I'm writing a script right now, I just finished the script, and a film that I'm picked by a few major film companies called The Hidden Man. It's about the first president of the United States, first black president back in the 1700s, the Revolutionary War. His name was John Hanson.
Let me stop you right there. I want to give you some class right there. Let me give you some Lush Radio love on it, because not that many people. We talked about this when before Obama got nominated. Before he got into presidency, I was stating to people there was a black president way before Obama, but due to the fact that we didn't hit the worldwide internet at that time, they were able to try to erase him, you know, and he got assassinated. So let's talk about it. Go ahead.
Well, this is the development. This is when they actually came into existence. He, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have won our independence from race. And he witnessed secret meetings by George Washington and his courts. And John Hanson was against any sort of government. Back then they were trying to develop, when the colonies was developing, they were trying to develop a government. And so John Hanson was against anything over the state because he said that left room for tyranny. And now as we see it today, really, multi-trillion-dollar deficit by these people that you're talking about. There's three letters that have them in exact CFR, Council of Foreign Relations. They donated the Statue of Liberty to New York. And it's a foreign government, but it's a foreign government that controls every movement in America. It means that America don't exist. United States are really not united. So it's a shadow government that's been alone from day one, and they control everything from economics to agriculture to everything you can even think of. To belong to a certain $40 million club, you must be a member. If you're not a member, out there and blacklisted. Dave Chappelle spoke of stuff they try to get him to do. That's why he dropped his show. So it is a conspiracy. It's a shadow of government. It's been around even before the 1700s. It was people back in the days of Christ. And it goes back to what you call fallen angels. The Bible tells you about fallen angels descended from heaven along with Satan. These fallen angels have a bloodline. And the bloodline is very powerful. These bloodlines go, we can trace them back as far as the kings and the queens over in foreign countries, foreign establishments, that then led to going right back to the revolutionary 1700s, 1800s, that led, they had a vision. They had a vision of controlling everyone in every way possible they can. And the agenda to this very day. It's not just entertainment, it's just economical structure. So yeah, they do exist. They're very powerful people.
Definitely. And you know, for all y'all guys that are spooked out and wonder if they listen, they might be listening. But before I started doing Lush Radio Online, I had a situation that I basically decided that I don't know if anybody watched this movie called V is for Vendetta. And they almost talk about the shadow government and everything like that. But you got to really understand the movie and maybe even watch the movie The Zygots to understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And I basically wanted to, for y'all to remember the 5th day of November, and I wanted to be V to let people know we got to talk about these issues. If the people in the United States of America, the people around the world knew exactly what was going on, people honestly would commit suicide or actually have a civil war. Like, it's all of this is a brainwashing situation to convince people to do stuff. And I got my callers on the line, and I want to get your feedback on what we're talking about because this is some serious stuff. Like I said, calling at 347-826-7722, Street Queens, the movement, we're talking about the Illuminati, man. You know, how much do you know about it? What is it? Where did it come from? When did you first hear about it? Were you scared? And sometimes some people are scared to talk about this, real talk. Because I've actually seen and we've heard stories of people who have gotten assassinated or eliminated from the scene when they start talking about it. We have presidential candidates. We got people that are in the Senate and the government. My theory personally, I think Princess Diana was caught up in the situation too. I think that was a conspiracy, and I actually think that they actually murdered her. I don't think that was an accident. It goes all the way to the freaking Catholic Church. You know what I'm saying? So, on Lush Radio Online also, you know, in the show. I'm saying, I wonder if that's happening because we're talking about the serious.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when you talk about serious issues, that's when you get them foreign crazy numbers. You know what I'm saying? You start can't hearing people and stuff and everything and stuff. I did this like the year before last, right? And talked about this, man, and I had like weird numbers. They shut down the show for a second. It was crazy. So I wonder what's going to happen tonight. I'm just bracing myself because it's some higher powers that are listening to us right now, and if this is exposed, like the true inner thing, and it's also going on in the music industry. If you get to a certain level in the music industry and stuff, and you have to almost give up something in order to get there. What I'm going to do is open up all the lines of everybody that's on, right? What I'm going to ask you to do is keep order. Say your name, tell me where you're calling from, right? And then I want you to, whatever, if you're listening to us, turn down your radio and stuff so we don't get feedback. And if you have noise, mute yourself, okay? So I'm opening all the lines because we're having a forum tonight. Right now, we have 908. I think we have Guru on the line. We have 917 on the line, and we have 313 and 516 on the line. But I'm going to go ahead and ask Guru to go ahead and speak first and talk to us, and then we go down the line. 908, Guru, and 917, and 313 and 516 afterwards. So go ahead, Guru.
Yeah, this is Guru, and I want to shout out to everybody and all the callers that tuned in. Like, I don't really think it's a strange coincidence that your phones is acting up tonight, because you know the Illuminati is definitely on Twitter, and people have to really use a lot of common sense and listen to people who, if they are informed of it, someone else can also enlighten you on other situations, like the gentleman I just heard speaking. That those are very interesting facts. I really like to keep it like on my level. What I say, like, to bring out, it's all about deception, and the practices they're using are distractions. People get wrapped up in sports. People get wrapped up in entertainment. People get wrapped up in all this other stuff, like TMZ and all the little gossip stuff. But it's really a distraction, and people get caught up in going out and making these purchases and keeping up. But what they failing to realize is that what the Illuminati is setting out to do, they're being very successful by people getting caught up in the trap of materialism, and it's other things that's involved that really people should take notice of. Like, there are very subtle ways to distract. And people get caught up in it, and they miss out on getting an education and miss out on getting enlightened on certain facts of the Illuminati. And what it's really about is control. What it's really about is, like he said, the higher people that are able to be a part of it and that money, we're not allowed to print money, but they're allowed to capitalize and keep everything that they have going, because people are already up in those worldly things, and it's a worldly conspiracy, and people are missing out on what's really happening. So I advise you, I'm going to give everybody just a little information that there are websites you could go to, Google, and check out certain things. And I got a meeting, I really can't be on the phone. I'm just glad that you had this topic, but people need to know that it is a group of people in this world that are setting out to conquer this entire world, and it is and infiltrate and delude the masses, and that's basically what's happening. And it's very, like, you know, and you know, it's very something people should very pay very very close attention to the government, and not only that, is this what's happening around them is they trying to gain control, and they doing it. It's not just the bankers. It's the people that's on that top level with this money. They taking people's property. That's a part of it. People are losing their homes. People are losing their cars. you got to understand that that's part of it. So, I mean, I can't get into it too much because I really can't stay on the line, but I just wanted to share my views on what's happening. People, you go buy these cars and you get a $600 car note, guess what, man? You helping the Illuminati. You helping. You know? You run your bank card up to $20,000. You doing what you feeling right then. It's really all about their assets. You gotta own something, man. You gotta own something today. You ain't owning nothing. You ain't even gonna be nowhere near close to getting in that club. You know, it's a lot of people that you know don't understand, but you really gotta pay attention, man. Like I'm proud to say, like that my heritage and my family, my great grandfather was a farmer. I just gotta put this out there. We are owners of 29 acres of land in North Carolina. It's passed down from my great grandfather to my grandmother to my mother. So like they really tried to buy that land from us. 29 acres, prime real estate. My great grandfather was a farmer. He fed. He fed white people. I'm gonna put it on out there. He fed white people, and really like that part of what my legacy is. Is what I'm striving for to be great. Like that's what keeps me pushing. We own that. Never sold it. Now you could go look across the yard, across the way, of the tobacco farmer that was my father. My great grandfather was a farmer. But I mean, what I'm trying to tell y'all is they sold their property.
They gotta own some. That's the reason
why they sold their property. That's why you see houses.
On the business show on Wednesdays, go in LLC a business. Go ahead and own something. Like in the Jewish community, the dollar rotates several times. Like we're giving them a lot of leeway to do a lot of real, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, you know, disturbing things and some fuckery, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying to us, and actually it's modern day slavery, and we don't even know it.
True.
I know it. So certain people that are on the line know it, but people are living systematic lives not knowing what's really going on. We have been used to be guinea pigs, 9/11. People got killed for a purpose to gain money, okay? You got Tuskegee Airmen. They went in and they infested them with syphilis. You got soldiers nowadays. They give them all these kind of stuff so they can freaking get, whether it's pneumonia or some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like we've been used as guinea pigs in order for that. The Federal Reserve wasn't even supposed to even be implemented.
Oh, but he knows a ton about it, PG. You don't know what your son about.
What? Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
Who is that?
Yeah, this is... Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
it's 516.
516, and your call, is this Rodney?
Yeah.
Hey, Rodney, hi. What's up, Rodney? Go ahead and what you were saying?
I'm sorry?
You saying Rodney?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know that we were. I was on.
Oh yeah, you're on.
All right.
Okay.
Just let me know when I'm up to bat.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're live on the line with us. But we're gonna go to 917. 917, you're live on the line, man. You wanna touch on what Guru was talking about and everything and the gentleman prior. 917, tell us your name and where you calling from. 917-657. All right, you can stay on the line and just listen. Call it from the 313. You're up to bat. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This Mr. Black calling you back. How you doing?
What it do, baby? What's up?
What's going on? The Illuminati situation, being an artist, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what I want you to know, and some things I'm going to keep to myself because I know it's people that's listening on this show, and I don't know who they is. And I'm responsible for other people in my life, so I'm going to say it like this. The whole wealth and the banking, the 9/11 thing, you know, I was in the military 5 years. I was stationed over in Iraq. And a lot of these issues with the Illuminati, I never knew nothing about the Illuminati till about 4 years ago. And I'm not no expert, but I've had, you know, while everybody talking about wealth and materials and economics, I mean, you got to think on the level of spirituality, too. You know what I mean? Because what I'm trying to say to y'all is, you know, United States was built off of slaves, you know. And the gentleman, you know, the family, with the family y'all own land in North Carolina, you got to know that our peoples, you know, I'm African-American, you know, our peoples were stolen from Africa. So when we got took over to the United States, you know, we pretty much financed this whole country through, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. Now, in a modern day 2011, after we didn't see the towers fail and everything else, you know, our peoples, African Americans, I speak as of, seem to be doing the worst in all categories, wealth, health, family wise, and everything. And everybody just want to, you know, get by and live. I know I want to live a regular, happy life, you know. But, you know, you got people in this world that's greedy. You got people in this world that's really demonic, evil, or, you know, whatever they're supposed to be. But I say this. There are things that I can't say, but the things I want to say to you right now is this. If a person in 2011 has not realized the world has changed damn near about 360 times since they grew up. The world has changed since 1940, 50, 60, 70, 80. I mean, it hasn't changed as far as the shape. It hasn't changed as far as the sky being blue. It's changed due to economics and psychology. Because, you know, look how the money is. Look how tight it is. You know what I mean? Gas prices and food. You know, you're right. People are controlling people like us at certain levels of life, you know, I guess you call it class status, middle class, rich,
yes,
poor.
But this, let me interject, Mr. Black. Mm-hmm. There is no middle class anymore. There's just
okay.
Rich and there's poor. And this situation has been implemented for years. This implemented situation is a form of control, like a pyramid scheme. And
mm-hmm.
It's a top head person, and it's foreign powers that are infiltrating. I'm African. I was born in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm African and stuff. But the thing about it is that, you know, even take the Catholic Church, you know what I'm saying? The Catholic Church, when they brought the slaves here, they had their own spirituality. They were beaten and they were slaughtered and they were forced into a religion. And even the Jews were too. They
mm-hmm.
were put in their own situation of slavery also. We can't forget the Holocaust. The people that had even half of what we went through was the Jews, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they were even part of putting that whole situation. All of this situation was implemented years and years before. It just takes different forms and different people, and it has evolved in different ways. First, it was with the Catholic Church. Then it trickled down into the different religions. Then it trickled down into the so-called government. Then it trickled down into the entertainment. Let's wrap these people up and let's dumb them down and get them off the occupied and then give them subliminal messages through TV, iPods, school system. It's in the school system, too. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Another thing, not to take all your time, I'm going to tell you something else. I don't even attend church anymore. You know why?
Because
I had a situation with a I'm not going to say his name. He's out there, you know, some hip-hop artists know him, you know what I'm saying? But I've had a situation, and it's not that I don't have no faith in a higher being. It's not that, you know, only a fool would think it wasn't something bigger than us out there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you this. I experienced a situation to where, you know what I mean, where I've read the Bible since I was a little bitty boy my whole life, and, you know, and your mind does open up on certain levels if you're really, really, really paying attention to yourself and really thinking, you know what I mean, we are more powerful than we are, but there are forces out there and people in high society that have these mechanisms through media and like you say, video games and controlling the districts on food rations. Now, you know, have you noticed anybody, like if you got a bridge car like me, you know, they prorated all the dates on the bridge car here in Michigan where people got to go to the grocery store a certain date. Due to what? Why did they do that in 2011? Because we all know this whole New World Order thing is all about to set off. It's about to set off, and we don't know when it's going to go down. But if anybody that got a bridge card, which is, you know, welfare, whatever, they prorated all the dates on the days where a person can go to the grocery store because they only give out so much food for certain days.
Yo, so, it even goes as far as, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, the gold, we had all of the gold. If you notice, in Fort Knox, Texas, there's a whole bunch of gold just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
They trick the American people. If you notice, a lot of the jewelers and stuff is asking for gold. We buy gold, we'll give you money. Because none of this money is backed by nothing. We got legal tender. It means it's backed by nothing. And if you look at some of the signs on the dollar bills and some of this money, you'll see some of the signs and stuff, the insignias of the
right.
New World Order on the money. And on top mm-hmm. of that situation, the gold bullion that was taken from the American people was taken for them, and they said, nah, you know what I'm saying, we don't need that, because back at the dollar bill back in the day, you can actually exchange the dollar bill for actual gold. You can't do that now. It's just plain paper. The only reason why it gets circulation, the only reason why it gets value is through the circulation that we have here. Why you think the euro is worth more than the dollar? It ain't barely worth stuff, nothing, in other places. Sometimes you go overseas, they laugh at you with a dollar. You understand what I'm saying? Most of the big higher ranking people have formed together and say the currency that's going to hold note is the euro right now. They're starting to condense stuff so much that you're not even going to have paper money. It's going to be on cards. And they're trying to put chips and all kinds of stuff. And people, you know, they're regulating everything. They're taking everything away from us slowly but surely. They implemented a law that a lot of people don't know, that anybody can consider to be a terrorist. They can come in your freaking house and say you a terrorist. You know what I'm saying? And take over your stuff. It ain't going to be too long when they're going to start commencing martial law on people. And if people really paid attention in any other country, if situations happen like this, they would have a civil war. But we are living in a systematic situation, and we have been dumbed down. And we do have more callers on the line and stuff. But, Mr. Beck, stay on the line with us, too. And you can rebuttal, and people can speak on things that people are saying. But, you know, just be respectful about people's, you know, thoughts and opinions and stuff. And state
right.
your name and where you're calling from. You know what I'm saying? 516, you're live in the building. Talk to
okay.
us.
Okay. I'm going to go by the name of Green. I do not want to put my government name on there because I've been hearing a lot of good stuff here, and a lot of people touched on a lot of good things, especially you, Lady Lush. You mentioned a lot of key words like pyramid and movies and so on and so forth. A lot of people do not realize that the government gives Hollywood scripts to put subliminal messages in the movies, not subliminal messages like illegal subliminal messages like they used to do in the past where you used to go and buy a Coke or something, make you thirsty. No, they're actually giving you messages on movies where this is how it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And the first speaker, I don't know what his name was, he touched on a lot of things. But let me tell you this, some more stuff. The gentleman that touched on Dave Chappelle and so on and so forth, that was good money. Let me tell you something. We are already in a food crisis, okay? It is said that within the year and a half, we are going to be practically almost an endangered species, okay? Now, another thing is to be part of a Mason, they say, part of the New World Order, you know, you have to step in from the darkness into the light. That means enlightened, okay? Now, they changed all the bills except the dollar bill because, you know, Adam Weishaupt, that which was the founder of the Illuminati he died in 1830, but
He founded it on May 1st, 1776. And a fighter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, to become one of them, exactly. You know, you have to have something. And actually, to be brutally honest, I'm gonna be straight jacket with you guys. We are being monitored right now as we speak. Okay, I put up a few posts on Facebook about the Illuminati. They shut my page down for 2 days. Okay, another thing. Why the whole 9/11 and the thing that just happened in Arizona, that little girl that was killed, that was a sacrifice. That little girl was born on 9/11, believe it or not. There's more to it. You can go into Bohemian Grove. You can go into the Obama deception. You can even Google the Illuminati reptilians bloodlines explained by Tupac Shakur. Okay? Now, the dollar bill, now if you notice, every coin is silver. Okay? And all the presidents that are on those coins are facing in one direction. But since Abraham Lincoln was against slavery, his penny is bronze, and his face is facing another direction. There are so many symbols. Right now, if you go to vigilantcitizen.com, it is quoted that it is all about symbolism. All right? Now, the dollar bill, they changed all the dollar bills except the dollar bill. On the dollar bill, okay, it says Novus Ordo Scorum. That in Latin means New World Order. It has the all-seeing eye that Jay-Z always throws up in the air. It has the all-seeing eye. He is a big Mason. He even brought in a lot of other people. But my point is here that and during the holidays, during Thanksgiving, I know a gentleman went to visit where I was, okay? We had a get-together at a family member's house. He works for the TSA. I stood dumbfounded, and in a way, I was scared because the first time in my life I saw the mark of the beast, the chip. He works for the TSA, which is the airport security, all right? And he showed us on the card the chip, and he said, on here is my driver's license, my social security card, everything.
But you know what? Let me tell you something, too. Let me interject real quick. Me being in the military prior, they issued that to the military first. We already had those chips. They told us, and they're issuing it to more and more businesses, and they're switching everything over.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But see, a lot of people also don't realize that the Illuminati was once a public, they were out in the public. And here we go again about, you know, movies and the government giving scripts to Hollywood. Look at this latest movie with Tom Hanks called Angels and Demons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They said that they were very close, all right? I'm talking about very, very close. But let me stop right there. You can go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and you will see that Alex Jones goes out and he speaks on it. Now, that's one person who hasn't been bumped off yet, but somebody that was already – He's still missing was the first guy that exposed chemtrails. If you go to YouTube and you put chemtrails, you'll see a few documentaries. Have you ladies and gentlemen ever seen up in the air a blue sky, a white line and it looks
multiple
like a plane?
White lines. Yeah, okay.
Those are chemicals dropping in the air, and people think right now, people wonder why You know, birds are dropping out of the air.
Amen.
All of a sudden, animals are dying, so on and so forth. If you see the documentary on that little girl that says, it says, you know, the girl that silenced the world for 5 minutes, she claims right there that you people have to worry about, you know, all the things I have to worry about. She even said it. I can't go fishing because me and my dad found a cancerous fish 3 months ago. You know, she said you can't fix the ozone layer. You can't do none of these things. Now, another thing, all these artists that go out and speak up, John Lennon, Bob Marley, Dave Chappelle, I mean, the list
Michael
goes
Jackson.
On and on and on.
Michael
you think
Jackson.
These, Michael Jackson, exact. Michael Jackson even said it. You know, 2012, we got 4 years to get it together. He got
Amen.
Bumped off. You know what I'm saying? He got bumped. Tupac Shakur and B.I.G., you know, they both got bumped off. Why? Because these people are people in power. Nothing happens. Practically every president that has sit in the White House was a Mason. They made sure that the first man that landed on the moon, Neil Armstrong, was a Mason. Now, what is the first thing that you see in a courtroom above a judge's chamber? In God We Trust, correct? What is
Amen.
The first
yep.
thing you see on a dollar bill? In God We
in
Trust.
God We Trust.
Okay, now, that says, that's a subliminal message. The more green you have, the more justice you're going to have. You know, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent men and women sitting in prisons at this very day. You know, look how, for example, look how O.J. Simpson got off. He hired a dream team with his money, with his supposedly in God We Trust. But you know what? There is a higher power, and he does not like ugly. Look at him now. You know what I'm saying? Just today, they just bagged 800 mobsters, mafia men, from all over different countries. 800. The Illuminati said that's it. It's a wrap. Now, they were public until, you know, and they were trying to expose how religion and science together. Okay, they were like, you know, we weren't, they really didn't believe in the God thing and God created Earth. So what the Catholic Church did was kidnap 4 Illuminati members and they branded the cross on their chest, okay, and they threw them in the square. So what did the Illuminati do? The Illuminati did, just like in the movie Angels and Demons, they took 4 of the what they call prefibrialis. I don't know how in Italian it's just the preferred one, the next one to be the Pope, just in case the Pope dies, and they branded their emblem, the Illuminati emblem, which is earth, wind, fire, air. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, they were forced to come out. Okay? Now, if you know, one of the biggest things that I have seen is that I saw a reel on, do you remember about Colonel North, Oliver North, okay?
Yeah.
When he was before Congress on trial, he was a scapegoat. This man was a good Marine, okay? But he took the rap for a lot of things. When he was on trial, they asked him, you know, certain questions, and I'm watching this reel very closely. And Congress was asking him something, and then they asked him, you know, Colonel North, isn't it true that you just purchased the $250,000 security alarm system for your home? He said, yes, I did. And then they said, well, why would you purchase such an expensive security system for your home? He goes, because of the most evilest man I ever met, I'm afraid for my family. They said, what man can be so evil that you need to purchase a $250,000, you know, security system? He said, Osama bin Laden. And the reel ended right there. Now, this was in the early 80s, okay?
Hold on, that thought right there, because I want you to still go on, but we definitely got a lot of people on the line. If you're calling in or listening, if you're listening from www.lushradioonline.com, you know, tell a friend, tell a family member, call in at 347-826-7722. Street Queens are moving. We present the Illuminati to you, and we're talking about a lot of stuff right now. Mr. Green, stay on the line with us and stuff. I still want you to talk more about that, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for everybody right now, okay? So right now, if you're calling in, tell us your name and where you're calling from and stuff. You could be anonymous if you want to, and, you know, just let us know the area and, you know, touch on it real quick. But I'm opening up every line, but if you're listening, turn down your volume or your radio. So I'm opening up the line for 301-343. And I'm opening up the line for 248. You're live on the line. We're bringing you in. 405, we're bringing you in. Bugsy, we're bringing you in. And 301-556, you're on.
Hello.
So, 301-343, you want to touch on that?
What's up, Miss Rez? How you been? What's up, Les? How you doing? Miss Rez, huh?
What's up, Rez? I know we've talked about this offline and stuff. How do you feel about this?
He brought up some stuff. I was going to bring as far as the temples and Bohemian Grove and stuff like that. He actually brought up some stuff I was going to bring him as far as, like, talking about Michael Jackson. I did a little research finding out about Bohemian Grove or something. I was certainly saying that Michael Jackson and guys like Sammy Davis or something used to meet up with presidents and Bohemian Grove and stuff like that. But, yeah, you got to definitely watch out as far as symbols and stuff like that. Like, it's too many coincidences out here. Like, a lot of people don't know that the Mercedes symbol and the BMW symbol are pyramid symbols, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, If you look at the Dell and Enron, they both got that planet E. I forgot what that E stands for. George Bush used to wear that on his blazer. You know what I'm saying?
That's one of the biggest. Oh man.
Yeah.
Go ahead and speak on it, Mr. Payne.
Yeah.
George Bush. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. George Bush Senior. You all know, and I hope you all know, that he was head of the CIA at one time. When his son went into office and had the election, come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's open up our eyes. How in the world is one man going to win, okay, and then they call a recount just because he lost? That man has so much power through the Illuminati that he made sure there was a recount, okay? I mean, it's obvious. George Bush, if you go into YouTube and you see George Bush, he actually speaks. He says New World Order over and over again. Yeah. Now, again, you know, I was going to touch on this, but I went, you know, because this gets me really amped. Because I tell you, the Internet, ladies and gentlemen, the Internet is another way of them monitoring us. Because every day we leave behind a big trail of personal information simply by living in this modern world. We clip through web pages, man. We flip through channels. We drive through automatic toll booths. We shop with credit cards, and we make cell phone calls. And companies like Yahoo and Google, they're harvesting an average of 2,500 details about each and every one of us each day. Rather each month, I would say. So who is looking? The question is, who is looking at all this data and what they're doing with it? You know?
So it's can I
interject, Mr. Green?
They're
looking at this data. They're looking at this data. Also, if you notice, because all of us are on Facebook a lot, and a lot of our information is exposed on Facebook, right? They tell us to be careful. And we had the situation with hackers and stuff like that. And we also had information back in the, maybe last year, where it was a lot of people that actually went and hacked into government documents and exposed them and stuff, right? So with Facebook, they've been going through a back-and-forth battle. The government wants to buy over Facebook. They want to buy them out.
Oh, no, Miss Lush, it's already in the process. Google, if you didn't hear the news, I posted it. On March 15th, there's going to be a big merger. And, you know, I was going back and forth with another gentleman. He's saying it's impossible. It makes no sense. You know, that Facebook may come to an end. But it's not going to come to an end. What's going to happen is that we're going to have to pay to use Facebook. And you know what? I put up a reel on the CIA and how they monitor. I put up a link on how the CIA monitors Facebook. It actually mentions names. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. What's the first thing when you sign up for an account on Facebook? They ask you your name. I mean, they ask you all your pedigree, your date of birth, where you work, so on and so forth. And excuse my language, but dumbasses really put their where they work, their date of birth, so on and so forth. You know, I mean.
And I'm gonna tell you some other real stuff right here, man. Everything is a paper trail. Everything they tracking is they. Before we never had GPS in phones. Now you got GPS. They can locate you where you're at on your GPS. They can locate you through your laptop with IP addresses. Even if you have
exactly.
IP addresses, and even they put those Intel chips into all this, so they can trace the computer. They can shut your computer down right now if they want to. They got
Absolutely. Satellites
up there. Look at Google Earth. Google Earth, you can see somebody's whole entire neighborhood, where they live at. You know, this is, you know, it's serious. You know, and inside the school system, I'm ex-military and everything, but inside the school system, they actually give your children's names to the recruiters and stuff.
Yes,
they sell
their children's names.
Social security cards, social security numbers to these people and give them this information, you know. So... but I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines once again and stuff. 248, tell us your name and where you're calling from. You don't have to use your real name. 248.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I'm Troy Coleman. I ain't afraid to use my real name. I'm a comedian. And I kind of went through what Dave Chappelle went through. I went through the schools, you know, doing my comedy, and they came to my door and stopped me. But that's another story. I just wanted to let y'all know, to me, the Illuminati is an illusion. I'm not afraid of it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to go into history and all of that shit. I ain't asking nobody to excuse no French. I'm fucked up over it. But I've noticed that they use a lot of our symbols, a lot of our ancient symbols, how they throw up the signs and shit with their pinky fingers and shit. That's all our shit. And what I think they're trying to do is reverse this shit and get us not to look at the symbols. But, man, I know that they're evil and, you know, people trying to do whatever. But it's an illusion to me, and it's to create fear. And that's all I got to say. And I don't fear them. And a lot of the artists who they say Illuminati is not Illuminati. So it's a motherfucking illusion. And I'm a comedian. I was going to crack a joke, but I'm mad now because Logic Jah told me, and I love y'all for that. I didn't know all of that because, you know, I do my little research and go through what I go through. But what I noticed is something to put fear in us, and it's working. No matter
Yo,
if y'all want to admit it or not, that shit fear,
it's the
man.
Same,
it seems like everything...
It's the same thing that they did with slavery. When you take slave, what can you do to break a man down, their spirit? How can you break a human being down? Take everything away from
them.
Ladies and gentlemen, how did they infiltrate the Black Panthers? You know, what did they do? They infiltrated the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
You know,
they
infiltrate everything, and they basically control everything. Now I'm going to put it out there. Sir, there's no disrespect towards you.
Yeah. Ain't nothing we can do about it, though.
You know, no, there's no disrespect, but in my humble opinion, my brother, it's not about fear. Because you know what?
Exactly.
It's
but
already
that's what
out there.
To do,
it's already
Dima
no,
camps,
it's,
all that shit.
You know what they're trying to do? You know what they're trying to do? And I'll tell you what they're trying to do. Because I was interrupted because there's other people, all right?
Uh-huh.
Because when I said that companies like Yahoo and Google are harvesting an average of 2,500 details about us every month, all right? What they're trying to do basically, and it's like a new math intellasia, and it's devising our ways to dissect our every move and predict with stunning accuracy what we'll do next. And their goal is basically to manipulate our behavior on what we buy, how we vote, who we love, without us even realizing it. You
know,
so you know, so they infiltrate every realm of our human affairs, profiling us as workers, shoppers, patients, voters, even potential terrorists or even lovers. They dig through our emails and our phone records to calculate how much each employee adds to the bottom line. And they're analyzing our purchases to see whether we're on a budget, we're on a diet, or even on the land, man. And they're zeroing in.
What's the solution? Like, what is the getaway? What can we do?
Wait. This is the kicker. And they're even zeroing in on our political values to swing us into tight elections, man. You know, so this is the most ambitious undertakings of the 21st century. And the implications are vast, man. We find ourselves defined in and boxed in by formulas. Our privacy is already evaporated. The Fourth Amendment has gone out the window. They took that from us in 1984 when the internet, all right? They took that from us. They say we still have that Fourth Amendment. Negative. They infiltrated that right off of the internet. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We helped them. We helped them by putting everything in there. Have you ever heard the expression, to err is human, but if you really want to fuck things up, get a computer? You know what I'm saying?
Hold that thought right there, Mr. Green, because we do the lines is blowing up like crazy. I know people want to share their thoughts and everything. People share your thoughts and everything, and we're going to talk about a solution to this. What can we do, you know what I'm saying, to change that? 405, tell us your name. You could use anonymous name and where you're calling from. 405.
Yo, this is Mr. Dirty. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Mr. Dirty? How you doing? Live from Twitter. Shout out to you, fam.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I mean, I'm finding the show very enlightening because, you know, I think people should be aware of what's going on. But because I thought some of the things was interesting about, because I just found out kind of about the Bohemian Grove thing recently. And I heard somebody on TV talking about it. And they were talking about how, you know, some of the presidents went there and, you know, different things that go on there. And then I had, like, kind of Googled some of it, too, and it kind of matched up with what they were saying and what the guys been saying tonight. So I just thought that was just kind of interesting because that's probably a place a lot of people might not even be aware of, you know, and the type of things that go on there. And then I also found it interesting when the guy was talking about the sacrifices, because I've been hearing a lot about that, like, about, you know, different celebrities that died or celebrities that have family members died, and I've heard people, you know, that did different videos, like, on YouTube that was saying that there was part of a sacrifice and different things like that. But I think a lot of the public may not be aware of how that whole thing works, because, you know, in the media, it's reported to us the way a person died, you know, like somebody tragically shot them or, you know, this and that. But you might not already know the inside story, what really went on.
Definitely. And I want to interject on that, Mr. Dirty. Like Mr. Green was stating earlier, like, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Long, I think it was Long Kiss Goodnight or something. It had Samuel Jackson in it. And it actually, in this movie, actually predicted 9/11. If you notice, there's a small snippet in the movie where the young lady's in there and there's a TV in the corner. And it shows a plane hitting to the Twin Towers. And I'm like, until I watched that again, I said, yo, and this is way before 9/11. So a lot of these things have been depicted in these movies. They have been infiltrated, and they have been sending us subliminal messages, you know. A lot of things that we watch, like the science and stuff like that, that we watch and we say, oh, man, I'm going to never live to see some of this stuff. Cloning, all of this stuff that has been going on, the theories of the UFO, the theories of a lot of things. A lot of these things have been implemented. Blood sacrifices. People are sacrificing, whether it's their moral stature or everything they believe in. If you notice in the music industry, people that we see them in a certain way, it's almost like alchemy. If you know about alchemy, you have to give something away in order for you to get the way you need to be. You feel no feelings or anything like that, you know. Condoleezza Rice, she was in office with Bush, you know, and the same thing with the vice president that was with Bush. We never heard nothing about them. They didn't really do anything. They just collected money. They were part of the conspiracy. And who's not to say? We all sit here and we, you know, shout out to the president and everything, but real talk, that was another ploy. It's another chess piece that was added to the game. Why? Because you can never say to the black people, the minorities, we didn't give you a black president. We gave you a black president, but not to say that we didn't have one before. We had one prior before Obama, but they tried to erase the records and stuff. And then on top of that, Bush still has ties in the government right now as we speak. You notice when Obama went in, we were talking about the gas prices. Dang, the prices is high. But as soon as he got out, they dropped the prices. All the prices went slow. Like, wow, man, everything's nice. You know, it's a subliminal thing. Everything's good. Then slowly they was inching them back up, inching them back up, inching them back up. If you notice in the United States of America, not just in the world in general, they're doing population control. They're harboring anthrax, all of these things that they've produced in order to eliminate people and kill people off, because we're actually overpopulated on this world. You notice they're going over to all these different planets. They're trying to find a similar planet like Earth to harbor people in there also. It's overpopulated here. All these little diseases and stuff, anthrax came out for the H1N1. They said it came out before. This is something that they created. And now all of a sudden people are dying off. We got to eliminate a certain amount of people. Certain amount of people have to die off of this so we can have population control. If you notice that population control in the United States of America, not just in you, just all over. If you notice a lot of the times, you know, if we watch things like Resident, I'm just giving reference. Resident Evil, right? You got a hierarchy. They infest all these people and they become all these zombies and stuff, right? You know, a lot of us have been used as test dummies, and we don't even know it. For anthrax, for HIV, all kinds of things. All of this stuff has been harbored and created for population control. And they're sitting there and they're laughing. They sit in a meeting, and it's almost like a chess piece. And the only way that the government makes money is from causing chaos and corruption. 9/11, terrorists, terrorists, terrorists. That was a constant thing they were plugging in our ears, constantly, terrorists. But our own terrorists was in our own area. Our own terrorists was in our own area. Innocent people died for some people to make money off of the situation. World War I, World War II, all of that was a setup. check out the Zygus, man. It's a lot of things that's going on. And I say watch the V is for Vendetta. When I watched that movie, it might sound a little puzzling, but when was the last time any of you guys have actually sat down with your families and talked about what's going on in the world? You can't, because they consume us constantly with the internet, cell phones.
I think that's one reason why people are so unaware, the general public, of everything that's going on around them, because they keep us so consumed with, you know, you got to go to work, you got to pay your bills, you know, you're watching movies, you're on the internet, you're playing PlayStation, you know. So you just always occupied your whole day.
Have you noticed that the government only gives you enough to be still reaching out like Pinocchio? They got us on strings. We just it's almost like crack, supply and demand. You know what I'm saying? We're almost like the crackheads. They only give us enough to inch by inch. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they give us enough to be content and everybody's living good. No. There's no more middle class anymore. That shit was eliminated. There's either the rich and the poor.
Yeah,
that's true. That's the only characteristics that they have right now. And on that note, I'm going to bring in 646. 646, you're live in the building with us on Street Queens, the movement. We're talking about the Illuminati. Talk to us. 646. 646-602, you're live with Street Queens, the movement. All right. Stay on the line with us. 646. 857, you're live on the line with us. And 405 is still live on the line with us, man. Talk to us. 857, you got to turn down the radio.
I got the radio off. Plus community?
Yeah, it's like you're echoing. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. I was listening, man. You know, everybody has some good points. But, you know, I just wanted to touch on a few things, man. Like, as far as them saying, like, you know, the rappers and all that. All I can say is, you know, for the people that was, you know, listening to music in, like, you know, like the late 80s, early 90s, like, you know, Ice Cube, Ice-T and all them, like, they had powerful messages that, you know, the government didn't want them to get out. So 9 times out of 10, all those people that was doing all that message, powerful, you know, music, where they at now? They done gave them movie deals, TV show deals to keep them from spreading the word that they were spreading. We're going to give you good money. So you ain't got to be in the studio. Where's Dre? Dre? Still ain't drop detox. So, like, you got to look at certain things that, you know, the government doing as far as, like, the Facebook and Yahoo. Everybody has the choice to put their real information in there. You don't have to. It's on you to put your real name. It's on you to put your real information on the internet. But, you know, everybody says America's the place to be. We're guinea pigs. You know, there's nothing in this world that's free. You know what I mean? Like, people say, oh, China's bad and everything else is bad. But they're not going through the same shit we go through out here. You may think it's good living out here, but it comes with a cost. You know what I mean? And there's no way you can do where you're not being watched. And that's just everywhere. But as far as like, you know, taking over, I mean, everybody knows how that goes. You know, you can look at your TV. They got you wasting money on stuff you don't need.
Subliminal messages, man. And stay on the line with us, Bugsy, on that note. 313-323, you're live on Street Queens, the movement, and we're talking about the Illuminati.
Yes, hello. My homegirl put this on Facebook, and I just logged in right now to call up. I was thinking, you know, this is my own little theory, that ever since they put the crack in the hoods, that they've been putting out this violent music, right? And they got us stuck in a cycle. They got us stuck in a cycle to either mess up and go to jail. Because, you know, prison is big money. And you get out of prison, ain't nobody going to hire you. So you do the same thing that you was already doing. And then the music's not helping, especially nowadays. And I grew up through the 90s, you know. They was brainwashing me with violent movies all through the 90s. And making you think that shit's cool, and they just got us. They got a lot of people brainwashed.
That's what I wanted to speak on the music thing, because, like, in the music, I feel like I think hip hop music is a beautiful thing, but it's so many people, you know. in the corporate world and, you know, from all the Illuminati's and all this stuff, that I feel like they have an influence in it, because a lot of rappers are saying the most ignorant stuff in their lyrics that would really, if you live by what they said, that would make your life a whole lot worse than where you probably are right now.
Yeah,
and a lot of the rappers, they know that stuff don't really make sense, but they just saying it, even though it can harm their people, they're just saying it to be profitable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like they're letting people use them in a way.
They're glorifying selling drugs and killing instead of love and unity. Because music is a powerful thing. You can be used in a positive way. And I think they're using it to torture society. I think it's all connected. They're using it to turn society into a very violent place and desensitizing us to violence. And all these killings going on at the beginning of this year, also, I'll be done in a second. All these killings going on at the beginning of this year, I don't think this is a coincidence. I think this is a way for them to use it as a fear factor to take away more of our rights.
That's all it is. And if you took a person like Lil Wayne that was in power, which is a lot of the subculture right now, which is popular culture, I call it pop-pop because it's all about what's popular now, who they can influence.
Yeah, that's true.
All these people that get to it. Okay, we look at Wayne. Let's look at Wayne back before. He was really nothing too much. They built him and designed him to be that mogul, that person, to do what they had to do, to cause this different little things like that, corruption, influence people and stuff like that. Same thing with Jay. If Jay turned around and took his power and used it in the right way, a lot of people would do a lot of things. A lot of people have sold their soul to the devil. When people get level, it's not even just the rappers. It's the athletes. Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson wasn't getting bread like that. They picked one black person to say, oh, I got AIDS, this, that, and third. How you living longer than some of these cats out here? You still getting plump and stuff? Like, that's a no-go. Like, you were picked to manipulate the situation. You was picked to manipulate the situation. Gangster rap, all of that was to infiltrate. Where did the drugs come from? They came from the freaking government, my dude. Like, come on. This is not a coincidence. On that, we got to bring in 202-202-704. You're live in the building. What it do, man? We're talking about Illuminati on Street Queens the Movement.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Doing fine, Antoine. How you doing? Is that Ant? My bad.
That's it. So not you two, man. I like to talk about that. It's better to know it is to believe, because you can believe a lot. So you're saying, so I think it's very important.
I don't know if you're picking up. Is everybody able to hear him?
I'm going in and out a little bit.
I can find you. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You still hear me? I said, it is better to know than it is to believe, because you can believe a lot. So research is very important. And we've been saying a lot of things that cause people to believe. See, but there's no power actually in believing. There's more power in the knowing. You understand?
And your phone is really breaking up really bad, babe.
Let me see if I can find you another location. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. What I was saying is, it is better to know than it is to believe, because you can't believe a lie. And we've been taught to believe more so than to know. So I'm saying, so I think it's very important to research a lot of things. And speaking about the Illuminati, take for instance about West, that you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Well, the Illuminati has already infiltrated the matter. You look at your credit card, the Visa, the VI is Roman for 6, the S is Greek for 6, and the A is Anglo-Saxon for 6. So then you get 666.
Yeah, I really wanted to hear that information, Ann, but I don't know if it's only me, but you're really breaking up really bad. Guys, can you hear him?
You can hear parts of it.
Can you hear that? Am I still breaking
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's them, man. They watching us. They listening.
Can you hear me now?
They
listen. Am I coming in?
You don't want that good information to be put out there, man.
Oh, no. Am I coming in a little better?
I wanted to
yeah.
Say something when the floor is open.
Go ahead, Aunt.
Huh?
Yeah, you're breaking up. If you could try another line, go ahead and make your statement, babe.
One thing too, when y'all was speaking about hip hop, one thing people might not be aware of, like they said in hip hop, you know, once you start really moving up as far as the money earning scale and like your net worth, like you actually have to agree to a lot of things, you know, that the real powerful people, like, you know, some of the Jews, the Illuminati, you know, different people that's up there in the industry, you have to agree to a lot of stuff, you know, once you really, if you want to really get up there with Jay-Z and Diddy and them and up in that world up in there. And they say a lot of people have to actually do a lot of stuff that goes against their manhood, like engage in homosexual
yeah.
stuff and a lot of that
yeah.
to be a part of the, because really the hip hop elite, if you look at it, it's kind of like a fraternity. And if you want to be a part of it, you have to go along with what's going on.
But you know, homosexuality has been around since the Greek times, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these, like, you know, with the plays and all that stuff, a lot of the men played women, things. And I mean, I have nothing against, you know, homosexuality, but once again, the thing about it is that they're using this thing
yeah.
as a control factor. Because a lot of people, like, I'm going to tell y'all a story. Y'all going to be like, yo, it's crazy, right? My dude, you know, I ain't going to say my dude, you know, told me about his best. He was an A&R in a big label and stuff. And, you know, sometimes they go on trips, you know, to get to the next level, you know, with certain people and stuff, right? So
right.
my dude goes to this resort situation, big old house and everything. There's one way in, one way out in a situation, right? So he goes there. I was just telling my homeboy about this. He goes in there and, you know, he walks in. He sees a lot of the big name people. I ain't going to mention no names, but a lot of big name people in the industry on the walls. No chicks, no nothing, just a lot of dudes in the industry, from athletes to rappers to singers to movie stars, they was on the walls, right? So he don't think nothing of it, you know. He's sitting there, you know, he eating and everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, everything good. He's sitting there and eating. They got a luxurious situation going on. He picks out his key out of basket. He goes to his room and everything, and he's like, yeah, this is a good look. So he goes to his room. This white dude is sitting there, butterball naked on the bed. And my dude's like, yo, what's good? He's like, you don't know what's going on? He's like, nah, man. He's like, so he's thinking in my head, like, something crazy going on up in here, right? So he's like, yo, my dude. Like, he's in shock. He's like, my dude, why you in my room? What's good? He said, you don't know what's going on? He's like, nah. He said, don't you want to get to the next level? He's like, what you mean by that? He said, you see all them people on the wall? You know how they get on the next level? You know what they really do? When you get to a certain level in this industry, you got to do certain things. You got to give something in order to gain. You understand what I'm saying? So he was like, what you mean? You mean, what you trying to say, my dude? He's like, you got to give it up. So dude was like, he said, you know who I am? I am one of the owners of a Fortune 500 company. You know what I'm saying? And he was sitting there and he's like, yo, what's going on? So dude goes and fakes like he's going to the bathroom, jumps out the window, goes over to where the damn spot is or whatever, and he sleeps there to the night because he's like really bugged out. He don't know what's going on. He wakes up in the morning, two big-ass goon dudes, 9 centimeters to his face, and say, yo, go on here, yo. If anything, murk you and your family. You understand what I'm saying? Dude goes back to New York, and dude says, I am out of this industry. He signs up for the military, and he just goes in there. And he comes back later and he's like, yo, I don't want nothing to do with the industry at all. But get to a certain level. If you notice a lot of people like Eddie Murphy getting storm roles in certain situations, Cass had to, you know, Cass got to a certain level, Cass got to give it up. And a lot of these record executives, they talking about the whole Raz B situation, made him out like he's insane. But my dude,
that's what they always do to make they always make it seem like you crazy. So you know,
a lot of these industry little kids that we've seen have grown up as little child and have been molested.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I mean, it's the truth. Like, we can't sit here and act like we don't know what's going on. It's some real crazy stuff going on in this industry, man.
And everything that's going on in the industry like that, they trying to keep it on the hush-hush. That's why everybody kind of keeps a code of silence about it.
Let me tell you something. If it ain't that serious, why Wendy Williams, right? Wendy Williams had a show, big predominant show in New York. Everybody was listening to it, right?
Yeah.
Wendy Williams says thing about Puffy, about homosexuality or something like that. Wendy Williams is off the air. Done. She has to reinvent herself.
They'll get rid of you if you expose them.
She has to conform. You know how many Fortune 500 companies is in Puffy's pocket right now? Do you know how many people that are in the industry that it can be detrimental for them if stuff, some of the things are being exposed? This is some serious stuff. It starts from the Catholic Church down to the so-called government, down into the industry. Individual artists and entertainers are picked to do these things. And 917, you're live in the building with Lust Radio Online, Street Queens of Movement. We present the Illuminati. Tell us your name, where you calling from. You could use a fake name. Just tell us where you calling from. What up, 917? I mean, 914.
It's Juicy. What's up?
What up, Juicy? What up?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, baby, man. Talk to us, baby. Tell me how you feel about this.
Well, I just came in on this. I was on another call, but I've heard all the talk. I mean, I definitely remember the Wendy Williams thing. I mean, we were all shocked that she had the nerve to say it out loud. But, she had to disappear for a minute. I don't know what was said to her, but she had to leave New York. Puffy, I don't know. I mean, I know Puffy from back in the Howard University days, so I don't know what happened between then and now. I mean, he's basically the same person except for, you know, whatever he is magnified by 1,000. And when you have the money and power, it just changes everything. So we don't know, you know, who's in his circle right now, but I've heard all those rumors, you know, as far as movies and music, that there's some group that controls everything. And, you know, if they don't want you to be popular or if they don't want you to be a part of something, you're not. And if you want to be a part of it, you have to play their game. I don't know what game that is, but I've heard the rumors. I've heard the rumors. It makes you question everything, because once you know something, you're questioning now. Did they have to do that? Did they have to go to an initiation? How come you're making so much money? How come you're in all the movies? You know, how come your name, you don't sound that great. You're not such a hot rapper. How come you're all over the place? You know?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Puffy can't rap. I don't know who is telling him he can rap, but he's got money. He could put the money behind the project. People are saying, Dirty Money is hot. I'm listening to it. I don't think it's that hot. And he definitely can't rap. I think he should have stayed in his lane.
People should look this up. It's the audio and the video of it is on YouTube. The rapper exhibit, he said that Diddy took him to a gay club
before. Oh, I heard that one. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't
and
have
you really,
about,
and you really haven't you really haven't heard from Exhibit much in the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
He said that a few years ago.
Yeah, he's been very quiet. Very quiet.
A lot of rappers have been put to silent because they won't conform. And if you don't conform, you won't excel to the level Cause
yeah.
A lot of rap, we got Nas, we got a lot of rappers that are really influential, that are really true hip hop, but they have not excelled to only a certain boundary due to the fact they don't conform. And when
right.
you're able to conform, and you ever, like Alchemy says, you have to give in order to receive. You have to give up something of yourself or
right.
sacrifice in order for you to get to where you need to be. And these people
right.
have given that. And look at them now.
Yes.
They have. When you have the ability, this you're starting from nowhere. When you have the ability to blackball somebody,
mm-hmm.
that is some serious power.
Power, yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. You can eliminate somebody off of the safe sort of earth or take somebody out of existence, that's serious power.
Right, right. Now, what I've heard is, you know, you have all the homosexual rumors, but what I've heard is that it doesn't always have to be that. It doesn't always have to be that. They have to either somebody gets killed, as in the case with Jennifer Hudson and her family. You have to, to have a sacrifice. And same thing with Kanye, you know, there has to be a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice something of yourself for that to happen. So it doesn't always, so you don't want to say, oh, they're so successful and making all this money, they're in movies and they're touring and making all this money, that they're all homosexuals. That's not always the case.
Some of them do give up that. Even take Princess Di. Is not a coincidence. Everybody loves Princess
Di. That was a sacrifice.
I've been hearing some new information about that.
That was a sacrifice. That was not a coincidence. Princess Di had the same amount of power and influence on the world, and they were scared of that. When you're scared of that and she's not conforming, you have to eliminate her.
Yeah, that was a ritual.
Remember the messages that Michael Jackson was saying, they don't really care about us?
Yeah.
He talk about the world and stuff, that the world is dying. It really is. Like, he was way beyond his time.
Mm-hmm.
They eliminated that. I was talking, if you look at the interview, type in Illuminati on YouTube. He said a lot of people were picked, and they are telling you to do stuff. They saying they for their block, they for their hood, or they for you. But really they influencing you to do some other ish. Really watch them. Keep that third eye open. Because there's some real ill stuff going on in the world.
For is anybody that's on the show right now, are y'all familiar with the Black Boulet?
Yes, I've heard.
He said the third eye. You know how the Masons, how the Illuminati takes out one of their own? One of their own, if they violate any one of their rules of the Illuminati, of the Masonry or Freemasonry, they give them what they call the third eye. And that's and it has to be done with the 22. Can't be done with any other gun but a 22. And it has to be done right in the middle of the forehead in a certain area. And that is called the third eye. It's amazing you mentioned that. The other way of assassinating one of their own is by using another, the weapon, the 22. And it's a bullet right behind the left ear, okay? And it's amazing you mentioned the third eye because that's their biggest way of showing that, hey, you know, I mean, a lot of people get shot right between the melon, but, you know, when they start digging up the person's past, whoever the person that was assassinated, they're going to find out it was a Masonry hit, you know, because these people, let me tell you, so you talk about sacrifices, you talk about wealth, and you talk about all these things, but then again, you lots of people on the air tonight made some very, very interesting. I mean, I can't believe it. I had someone that I was going to bring on the show, but he said he refrained from it because he knows. He knows. He says, you know what? And I just sent something to your inbox, Lush. I would like for you to look at it when you get some time. You know, it'll really trip you out. Now, he knows, you know, that he said, you know, I can't get on that air, man. You know, I said, why not, man? I really needed you to come on tonight with me, you know, because this man, this gentleman, I mean, day in, day out, is conducting his due diligence on the Illuminati and the Freemasonry. When he came over my home over the weekend, he doesn't live out here where I live, which I'll keep anonymous, which they already know, because each and every one of us, believe it or not, has an FBI folder, all right? Whether you know it or not, whether you committed a crime or not, where every one of us has an FBI folder. Now, how big it is, that's another story. But he said, you know, I love you, your fam, everything like that with blood, but I have to respectfully refuse. And this gentleman, I mean, really would have dumbfounded all of us, you know, because he feeds me more information. We work together, and he feeds me more and more information as we go along. Like, for instance, if you go to xxmarks.com, right, and you put Prison Planet or InfoWars.com, you're gonna come up with a whole bunch of other websites that are connected to that. Now, you go into Vigilant Citizen. Now, Vigilant Citizen, they are not afraid to, I mean, really expose what's going on.
They said that the government is looking to gain greater power and kind of shut down a lot of these sites like that.
Yeah, I follow.
Like I said, you know, I was watching a show once, and they had it on YouTube, you know, and I put it up there, and they shut my page down for 2 days. That was a message saying, and they took the clip off.
We have right now to talk about what we're saying, they want to take that ability away in the near future.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know that Facebook has 3 servers. One is in London, where Hillary Clinton is building the new fortress, which is going to be the headquarters from everything from Interpol to CIA. Do you think it's coincidence that both are in the same location? Common people don't be so naive. You know, there's nothing to be paranoid about. Homeland Security isn't watching men in caves. It is there to monitor the American people, your emails, your phone conversations. It's there to create a network where all your bank information is consolidated. Your purchases can be accessed. Even now, in whatever state you live in, you can no longer get your driver's license that very same day. It goes from state capital to record facial recognition. If this is naive about what's going on, well, maybe you better start listening to alternate and international news. You know what I'm saying? Or at least news stations who don't spend their time.
Real quick, sorry to interrupt. I know there's a lot of callers on the line. I'm telling you, I say the conspirators against it because they ain't allowing the switchboard to work so I can bring all the other people on it. But be patient with me, man. This is real serious right here. And on top of that, what you were stating, I talked to a gentleman. He was actually from another country. And he was talking, and he talked about the Zygons, and we talked about the Illuminati. And the gentleman stated, said that international news talks about what's going on in the world. But I noticed in America, they only let y'all see what y'all want to see. If you watch CNN and World News, they're talking about this stuff. But we only look at our local stuff. They're already talking about what's going on. You need to start getting hip, people, and start watching worldwide news.
Hello? a lot of people tell me, a lot of people post things on Facebook like, you know, wow, birds are 800 cows just died. You know, what's behind this? Or birds are falling down. Ladies and gentlemen, please open your eyes. You know what? The youth right nowadays, they look at a book and they don't know what it is, man, because of the internet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I worked in the school system. No child left behind was the worst thing they implicated. Half of our children are classified as special needs classes because they don't even sit there and take the time. It's to dumbfound our children so they won't be aware. We are trained to be the employer, the slave, not being the employee. It's all a brainwashed situation. And
exactly.
Now the switchboard, man, the lines is blowing up, man. We got crazy callers on tonight, man. I'm going to have to extend this show. This is crazy right now, yo. We got a caller from the 646. You're live on the line. We're talking about the Illuminati. 646-620. What it do? 646. All righty then. 813. You're live with us. You could use an anonymous name and tell us where you're calling from. 813.
What's up? Ain't no need for no anonymous name. It's your boy, it's Big Skeeter Dope Boy, your lead entertainment, D-Boy Music. Hell no to NWO, and the damn sure ain't no devil music. Y'all already know what it is. How y'all doing over here?
What's up with you, fam, man? How you feel about what we talking about tonight, fam?
You already know. Y'all experiencing technical difficulties on your switchboard. How ironic is that? It happened on our show, too, every Monday night. We get down and we go deep in on this. Ain't no question about it. We see you sleeping. We ain't passing out no pillows. We shaking and waking you up. You know what I mean? That's what we do. Ain't no question about it. Good versus evil. That choice is coming. I tried to put people aware of this long before. Well, you know what it is, but it was on the Hip Hop magazine. Did y'all see that cover? Good versus Evil. They had MC Hammer on Good. They had Jay-Z on the Evil side. Did y'all see the cover of that Hip Hop magazine?
I didn't see that.
What was this? No.
Last month's edition. I got the, you know, of course they buried that. They ain't want nobody to see that. Of course not. Kanye turning my stomach right now.
I think that whole MC Hammer situation was a conspiracy also. I think that whole MC Hammer situation was a conspiracy. I think my man up too. You know what I'm saying? But speak on 813.
Yeah, well, you know, but my thing was, and he definitely spoke on it, Jay-Z, and we already know his position in all this here. Ain't no question about that. But he exposed it and brought it out even more. And of course, Jay-Z wanted to slam him right off the bat and all this, that. And the media got right behind Jay-Z, too. They swept that shit under the rug so fast, it really like it's nothing. What we need is a million-man march on music. That's what need to happen right here. I don't even let my kids watch none of the videos, none of that. The power video, all of that with Kanye. I don't even let my kids watch none of that. The only music they listen to and watch is Indie Kings and Queens music. That's it. Independent music. God first, y'all. That's what we doing. Ain't no devil music, all this devil worshiping going on. It's unbelievable. We can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. I can't even sleep. This is unbelievable. Wow. What happened to real music, y'all?
That's 813 right there. We got a caller from the 240. That looks like, you know what I'm saying, the Maryland area. 240, you're live in the building with us, man. Talk to us.
Hey, hon.
Hey, who's
How
there?
Are you? Keita. What's up, baby? Keita.
What's up? Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good. How you holding down?
I'm holding down nice, man. You know, it's just, this topic is crazy right now, man.
Yeah, I hear them going off. They going off. How your hair holding up?
You said what?
How your hair holding up?
Oh, my hair is gone. Is this Keita? Is this my hairdresser?
Yes, it is.
before we get into this, you know, if y'all ever wonder about any of my styles, this is my wonderful hairdresser right here. She is the bomb. Besides being fly and everything, she is the bomb. And you can find Nikita Corey on Facebook and stuff. And she's bad. She can hook up some hair. But anyway,
shameless plug, but
real quick.
But Keita, how you feel about this Illuminati situation? How you feel about it?
It's crazy. I mean, they've been speaking on it and they hit it like right on the nose. It's off the hook, and I don't have a lot to say on it because it's unexplainable, really. So they've been hitting it on the nose, basically.
Definitely, definitely. I'm shocked for you even calling in, man. I'm kind of excited. Right,
yeah, I know you are. That's why I was like, let me call in and holler at my girl real quick. Put my little info out there real quick.
That's what's up, man. Nikita Coy, man, make sure you check her out on Facebook. She's under my friends list, and she's bad. I love her to death, man. That's my Pisces sister, love her to death.
Oh,
Keita,
wait.
Stay on the line if you can.
I am.
But I just really appreciate you for calling in tonight, for real.
It's something I wanted to ask to see if people are aware, if they're aware of it.
917-657, you're live in the building with us. Would you like to make a statement on what we're discussing?
Hey, love, this is Gina.
Hey, Gina, how you doing? How you doing,
I'm
Gina?
I'm doing okay. I know, long time.
This is one of our past sponsors for Lush Radio Online. Shout out to you, Gina. Talk to us, girl.
Yeah, girl, this here is deep. I mean, from the first speaker on down to what we having now. I mean, I thought I knew something about it, but these brothers, though, they deep.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in my car. I ain't even get out. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to miss nothing. This is deep. I mean, it really is. And I believe in a lot of that stuff. I really, really do, because when I was a teenager in Brooklyn, there used to be a group of guys going around handing out literature, talking about the Illuminati. And I ain't paid no mind until I got older. And it's like coming to the forefront. There's a show that comes on Friday that he speaks on it, too. And I'm like, a lot of things he speak about, the conspiracy theories, this stuff I heard when I was younger. I'm like, it must be some truth to it. So I do believe in a lot of that stuff. Sometimes I tell people about, especially about the Masons and the Eastern Stars. It's like the little people on the lower level don't even have an idea what the big people are doing within that organization. And when you tell them that, they're like, oh, nah. They don't want to hear it. So, I mean, speech is on. I mean, the worst thing that they did was put history in a book. So people really need to read up on stuff. I mean, they really do. Not of what you're being fed, or what they want you to hear or see or read. You know, you really got to dig into this stuff and really see what it's really about. And with the about the dollar, I heard about that too. And then being caught in 9/11, you know, seeing the second plane go in and all that, then have a week later people telling me, oh, fold the $20 bill a certain way and you'll see the smoke of the plane going into the building. And I'm like, wow. And you fold the bill, I forgot how it's done, but you fold the 20 a certain way and it actually does depict that. So, I mean, I'm just here listening right now. I'm going to sit back and finish listening. If you want to extend the show, extend on, girl. I'll still be here listening.
It was something I wanted to say.
Go ahead, man.
Is anybody aware of the Bilderbergs?
Yep.
They had a meeting in 2008 during the, you know, when Bush and Obama, you know, was campaigning against each other and all that. And supposedly they were attended the meet, but it's kind of like secret. They invite members of the press, but they just not allowed to talk about what went on. But they said one of the things they talked about is the Bilderbergs, they want to microchip every human being in the world by 2017. And there's a lot of people within our government that know this, but nobody's saying nothing about it. But they're moving forward with the plan to make it happen, though.
Man, they've already been executing that stuff. That stuff's been executed. If the new babies that are coming into this world are going to be
I heard they've been microchipping babies for years.
Yeah, they're the new babies that they have microchipped. It's crazy, and I'm telling you, they're working against us because you can hear all the breaking up.
You can hear them picking up. You can they not trying to let my switchboard work. I mean, I'm telling you, they is listening to us right now. For real.
It's everything.
While y'all sitting there talking and everything, I'm sitting here like, yo, like, come on, the people have to hear the truth. I'm V from V is from Vendetta. You know, if you want, I want everybody to go out and watch that movie. It talks about how people, V was used as a guinea pig. People were used as guinea pigs. V said, in order for you guys to see the truth and see behind what they want us to see, you guys have to get out of that, eliminate yourself. I shaved my head bald after watching that movie because the female in there shaves her head bald because she's living a systematic life to change her whole entire life. And I shaved my head bald and stuff. You know, to symbolize my change. I see the world in a totally different fashion. All of this materialistic stuff, all this stuff that they make us believe that is necessary for, is not. All this stuff is a scam. If you look at the tuition, it's hard for us to go to school, but you want all of us. They told us that the associate's degree is going to be the new diploma. So why are we even getting that? Now you're saying we got to get a bachelor's degree, and then if we do get that, people still aren't getting jobs. You're taking the jobs away, and then on top of that, tuition is so high to the point you're scared, I can't even afford school. Then you go for your doctorate, you go and do student loans, you're owing the government for almost for the rest of your life. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you're trapped and they're setting you up for failure. You have to own something. You have to own something here. That's why I employ everybody. Own something. Own your own business. Own something. Don't just go to work and be working because it's something I have to do. Work for a purpose. You know what I mean? Because it's crazy right now. You know, it's insane. And then on top of that, it's like they are probing us. They are watching us. Everything we do, they're watching us. All these movies that y'all sit there and watch and stuff and everything, you're like, oh, this is some interesting stuff. How many people have watched movies and some of the stuff in the movie we actually see now in our day and time that we never thought that we was going to see ever?
They're showing it to us laughing in our faces.
They showed it to us. They gave us warning signs. They let us know what was going on, but we don't take the heat of the situation. Say, like I said, the same thing with the school system. No child left behind. All of our children are getting thrown into these special needs classes and stuff. All of this stuff is set up for failure. All of this stuff is setting us up for failure. And after they separated the whole segregation, well, the segregation situation, all the minorities and everything were forced to work together, live together, shop together, and our money had to rotate within our community. That shit, all that situation stopped. We started going to Macy's. We started going to all the shit. We going to all these places where all the people in power go to. So now I'm powerful. Now, if you notice, it costs anybody. This is not something that we know is right or wrong, but this is something that has been brainwashed in our mind. How many people inspired to go get a Maserati, a Lamborghini, a Mercedes-Benz? Before Maserati to any of them cars, everybody wants to go and get a Mercedes-Benz because that shows power. That shows you amounted to something. A BMW, you amounted to something. That's symbolic to power. I have money. All of these symbols have been implanted in our heads subliminally, and we don't even know.
That's true.
Why did you get a Mercedes-Benz? Oh, because I just like it. No, but that's a symbolic, just a symbol of power. Why do I get a big old mansion that I can't even afford to pay and live outside my means? Why? Because that's a form of showing of power. They selected a certain amount of rappers and stuff to go out and say, yo, I'm driving all these big Benz, big body Benz, and telling these kids, I got it. The only way to get rims, now in the show places and stuff, you see cars with rims and all that. You, in order for you to do that, you even in the streets, you selling drugs, you a goon, you a gangster. Real gangsters don't talk about it. They don't speak about it. You understand what I'm saying? Even the gangs from back in the day, gangs were symbolized to protect their community. Gangs weren't used to commit murders and things like that.
I hate the fact that a lot of our kids. I hate the fact that a lot of our kids are listening to Rick Ross and they'll actually think what he's saying is true and try to live it.
Yo, I asked an artist in the industry. I said, yo, why do you do that? He said, because real talk, people really don't give a care about my real life. They like to hear the fantasy life I live.
Violence sells. Violence, drugs, and sex, it all sells.
Yep.
And that's because,
you know,
the
most
truth.
Of these rappers ain't doing all that stuff they talking about. They ain't selling kilos of dope. And
right, and that's why they keep getting caught up and locked up, because they doing the extracurricular, because they ain't got it for real.
And the crazy thing about it is a lot of these artists have degrees and have education. Lil Jon, he said, yeah, what? That's all we hear him say. Well, he has a degree. Flies has a degree. Busted Baby, you talking like you can't articulate. He has a degree. Okay?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne went back to school. He's not going to tell these children, go to school, get you, try to amount to something. No. A lot of these artists all have education. Artist Bro has a degree. But they're not going to emphasize it. They're going to emphasize all of the negativity that is stereotyped on the minority in order to keep the minority down. That's why they will pick individually to do this stuff. And it's nonsense. And we feed into it. 202-704, you're live in the building. 202-704? Okay, all right. So like I said, we're live in the building. Reds, do you have anything to say again in regards to, you know, what we talk about tonight?
Oh, yeah, I got to ask the guy. What's the brother's name that you got as the guest?
Which
what's
one?
His name? The guest you got that has
that?
All the information.
Oh, Mr. Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still on?
Yeah, he's still on. Mr. Green?
Oh, yeah, I need to ask.
Mr. Green? Hold on, let me see.
I'm here.
Mr. Green?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm here.
A few things that people don't know about that have been brought up, a few important things about the Illuminati. You ever heard of Aaron Russo or Aaron Russell, the movie producer? I think he's dead now. He produced a Trading Places movie back in the day.
Mm-hmm, I remember him.
And he's on YouTube talking about how he met up with the Rockefellers. You know, they own the banking system or whatever, so you know they got the power. And that's funny how we talking about Jay-Z, they call they records, Rockefeller Records. He said 11 months before 9/11, he met up with the Rockefellers, told them on 9/11 something's going to happen to change the world forever. They were trying to get him to be part of the Illuminati, but he wouldn't do it. He's dead now. I don't know if he died of cancer, but not too long ago after he exposed them, he's dead now. And he said that they're going to go to a war, they're going to go to Afghanistan. I don't know what they're doing. They're going to drill pipes underwater to Iraq, Iran, drain the oil you back. They're going to and planting chips in people, and that's how you're going to have money. Because they already, a family already volunteers.
He's right.
A family already got their chips in them. They're volunteers. They have chips in them for the rest of their lives. And they said that's how they're going to have money. So if you ever try to fight the government or anything, they can just electronically take the money out your chips. That's the plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because a lot of people don't know.
A lot of people don't know. I have to touch on the school system, what, you know, Lush touched on, because the Illuminati realized that they had to deceive an entire population of people if they had any hope whatsoever of achieving their COVID New World Order. They realized that the public schools were graduating students who read too well, too widely, and communicated too well. These students generally distributed big government and government authority, and so clearly the Illuminati had to gain control of the public school systems. And on top of that, you know, if you look at the dollar bill, which is the only bill that has been changed, all right, it has, like I said, the Novus Ordos Coram, which means New World Order, all right? It has the all-seeing eye, which is called the illuminated eye, the great architect Lucifer, all right? It also has 13 letters in motto, all right? And it says, it really defines one of many, all right? It has the 13 illuminated stars right on top of the phoenix, which looks like an eagle. It has 13. That means that signifies 13 enlightened colonies. Now, underneath the all-seeing eye, which is a pyramid, is 13 layers of brick, 13 original colonies, 72 bricks, 72 powers of the name of God of Kabbalah. So in 1776, the Illuminati for DCLVI 666. It also has near the phoenix the 13 arrows, the 13 leaves, the 13 berries, different powers possessed by the 13 colonies. And it also has 9 trail feathers, 9 zephyrs risen from through the return to the heavenly state. Now, the phoenix, not an eagle, rising from the ashes or originated world. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, they did not change the dollar bill. And on top of that, there is so much more. You know, I was listening to Shade 4-5 the other day. And, you know, these guys can be a little bit of, you know, jokers to me. You know, they came on and they were like, man, people are talking about the Illuminati this, the Illuminati that, and so on and so forth, man. If you fold the dollar bill this way. Man, you know what? One of the things that irks me the most is that people that do not know what they're talking about and they put it out in the airwaves. I mean the public airwaves. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And act like clowns doing it. You know, when this is really serious stuff. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, Area 51, the Roswell landing, all of these things that were happening in the Caribbean where the they were being, I believe, the goats, the blood was being sucked out of them. All of these things. What happened to all of these topics? Where are the answers? Where are the answers? And another thing that sort of irritates me is when people say they are going to do this or they did this. Who's they? Who is they, ladies and gentlemen?
Hold that thought, Mr. Green. Hold that thought, Mr. Green. Mr. Green is definitely on the line, man. I extended the show. I didn't know that this was going to bring that many people on the line, but it's ridiculous. We got almost like 24 so callers on the line. It's crazy right now. Okay, the lines is going ham. We got a caller from the 646 live on the line. Mr. Green is dropping some serious jewels, man. We're going to go into a song real quick. I want y'all to get your thoughts and everything together. We're going to go into Eminem once again. I played it earlier, Not Afraid. You can't be afraid to expose the truth. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's got to save somebody's life. 646, you're live on the line with Street Queens, the movement, the Illuminati, with Mr. Green. What up?
What up, yo? Hello?
Yeah, you're here. What's up?
Okay, hey, what up? This is 11.
What up, 11? What's poppin', Sam?
What up? Yo, this is real crazy. Like, you know, you know, like I say, you know, I just recently started reading up on the whole Illuminati thing because I've seen a lot of different things going on. But a lot of stuff that, you know, that the guest is talking about is stuff I never even really knew. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because at the end of the day, it really all makes sense that, you know, there's something bigger, something completely different out there. That's a lot of shit that's going on. Nobody's even, you know, so many people are blind to. You know, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people, like, now, you know, really talk about the Illuminati thing because they think that it's cool and, you know, they think it's something to sell records and using a bunch of signs and symbols and they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. So I'm really just on just listening because I'm learning as I'm listening. This show is crazy. Well, I've been having to go in and out because I've been having a lot of other stuff going on, but I've been paying attention, so I need to get my pen and pad out.
Definitely. And I mean, people, get your pen and pad out and research some of the things we're dropping, man. I need to shout out my girl Tammy Feliciano on the Facebook, man. She, you know, she shows us mad love on Street Queens the Movement. She's one of our queens, and she says, you know, even though we actually know that a lot of this stuff is going on, but we try to keep the blind eye. And she said that, you know, a lot of things are disasters, you know. People keep coming back for more, and it's all by choice, you know. One has a choice not to post or not or give information. They said real eyes realize real lies. And one needs to learn that, you know, regarding rappers, people need to learn about product placement, sponsorship, and endorsement that pertains to the film, fashion, and more of the artist development. Actress Roseanne recently admitted that she sold her soul to the devil on national television.
There
she
you
said
go.
That she did it. She said she did it, and her career excelled, and that's true. She admitted she sold her soul to the devil. You know what I mean? And you know, and it's crazy right now. You know what I mean? People are admitting it, and a lot of people, you know, are sitting here like, you see people on Twitter like, yo, I ain't know that I was going to get into this. These are people that are and that got money. They not like it. They got money, and they're saying, yo, I wish I never got into this game. I didn't know it was going to be like this. And people have sold their soul to the devil. And if you notice, a lot of the people that we look at, we like, yo, how did you get on so fast? Huh? You ain't even hot. They done excelled really fast. You know what I mean? So they got
somebody else, too, is somebody like Kanye West.
Uh-huh.
He hit it all the time. He sold himself to he sold his shit to the devil, and he put himself, you know, he used these different CEOs and stuff like that as well, you know, and the shit is crazy. Of course, you know, Jay-Z.
Well, they say their whole clique, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Beyonce,
yeah,
all of them.
Yes, yes. She,
Rihanna,
actually,
everybody.
Actually, Jay-Z was the one that put Rihanna on. He put all of them on. Because Jay-Z is Jay-Z, they chose him to be practically what you call, like, the spokesperson in the rap game for the Illuminati. You know what I mean? And like I was saying in the beginning of the show, okay, when the government sees controversy, okay, like the Tupac and Biggie Smalls situation, all right, how are they going to stop two coasts, the East Coast and the West Coast, because there was a lot of shootings and murders going on, you know, besides Biggie and Tupac, you know?
Yeah.
And if you go to the Illuminati reptilians bloodlines explained by Tupac, you will see that they silenced him. Okay, now, you say to yourself, pretend you're the government. Wow. And you say, how are we going to end this? Because this is escalating. You know, easy. Have them both assassinated. Do you know to the very day they have no clue? So the police, so forth. They have no clue who assassinated either each one of them. They made them have their beef or whatever the case may be. They ended the beef by just knocking out both of them. Listen, another thing, Bob Marley, a man who was, he was an ideologist. He actually believed that music and love can bring peace to the world. So they had a peace concert many years ago going on. 2 days before the concert, they came into his home and gunned him down, right? So 2 days later, he walked right on the stage and he performed. And this is from the movie Legend, where Will Smith was saying it. He explained it to the girl. He said, you know, the people of this world, the bad people, am I here? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, he said the bad people of this world, the evil people of this world, are trying to make it worse. You know, and I, you know, and they're not taking a day off. Neither can I. You know what I'm saying?
Are we going to continue
just like Ron Brown. Remember Ron Brown?
Ron Brown, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
The plane went down, but, oh, he had a bullet hole in his head? I mean, really? I mean, who does that? So it's a lot going on. It's really a lot that nobody want to speak on.
You know, you can read the book, The Pale Horse. You can read the book, Cabalion. I mean, all these are books. These aren't internet things. You know, these are books that that's the sad thing of this generation is that the internet. I go to the library. I love the smell of books. You know what I mean? Because it's like I feel the knowledge all over. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't mean to get, you know, because I'm not a religious man. I'm a spiritual man. But in the Holy Bible, God asks Solomon, you know, David's son, what do you want? You know?
Exactly.
He could have said riches, everything like that. He said, grant me the knowledge that my father had. And because he didn't ask for riches and all materialistic things, he gave him everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about knowledge and wisdom. And people on Facebook, you know, they really don't know how they can utilize Facebook. They can utilize Facebook by speaking up, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're not gonna, you know, if you're not gonna be part of the solution, don't be part of the problem. You know what I mean? At least that's my theory. You know what I mean? And hey, they could try to shut us down. They could try to do whatever they can. But hey, you know what? We have the freedom of speech. Just by this show alone. You know, we are being monitored, and I say it again, we're being monitored, Lush, and ladies and gentlemen, we're being monitored. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid
I'm gonna tell you, we are being monitored because my phone now cut off like 3 times, losing signal and stuff.
Look
why are we doing
that.
This? Joint? You know what I'm saying? And it switched. Well, I'm telling you, man, this is.
And we're talking about the CEO.
About
shit, they're trying to silence the CEO. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't, let's silence the top dog and forget about everybody else.
It's crazy, but if you're tuning in right now, we're talking about the Illuminati on Street Queens, the movement. This is a really, really serious topic. A lot of people think that it's a fascinating. People are just hallucinating about it. A lot of people think it's real. A lot of people are. I just got off the phone with one of my homies, and they were like, I was like, we on the show. They was like, yo, I care not to speak on it. Because it's a scary thing, especially when you're in the music industry. A lot of people are scared. It can be detrimental to your career. I don't want to be a rapper no more. All them dreams is gone. I don't want to be a rapper no more. I don't want to get to it. So I created my own lane, and I am being successful at my own thing, and I own this. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
It's
boom.
Mine. I have free will to do my thing. But when you're in, okay, another thing. Let's talk about, we got Viacom. If you notice, if you change the certain Hot 97, all these different channels and stuff like this or whatever, you notice that the same song, even here in the DMV or you're in Boston or anywhere, you listen to the radio station, you're like, dang, this is the same thing that's on this other channel. Why are they playing the same thing? All of that is under big head umbrella Viacom. You got CBS Radio and you have Radio 1. Which is owned by Kathy Hughes, but she also has some bias in the intake of that situation. Radio 1, TV 1, all of that is associated under Viacom. Also includes the channel. All of that is incorporated in that whole order. That's all part of that world domination. They control the radio.
They control
everything. 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 So if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and you better wake up and open up your eyes and act and stop thinking like everything is just going to sit here and we're going to live a systematic life and everything is rotating and going around. You better wake up. You better wake up. You're live on Street Queens, the movement.
We're gonna
bring in some more callers. I didn't know this was going to be crazy like this. I extended it. We got 20 more minutes, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a song, Not Afraid, because this is dedicated to everybody out there that's listening. Eminem, you know, Eminem even went through his situation of saying things. You know, being not afraid, you're doing this for you're exposing it. You're enlightening yourself. I employ everybody, minorities, anybody that sees injustice, that understands that there are messed up things going on in the world. Pick up a book worldwide. Find something. Find some information. Read up. I want you to enhance about everything on in this world because I don't want you to be the last one. They making spaceships to go over there talking about they're taking it like it's cruises. No. Y'all making all these people spend all this money and stuff because eventually you're going to leave this earth to go somewhere else. And who's going to be there? Y'all watch. They said it's going to be the end of the world, all this stuff. They got certain countries out there that have underground stuff, that they don't build underground cities and all that stuff already preparing and everything like that. The Noah's Ark's already ready, already at this moment in time.
Yes.
But you know what the crazy thing about it? Who's going to be left behind? Us. Because you know why? We're not prepared. If there was a drastic disaster that happened right now, would you be prepared? No. No, you would not be. And don't sit here and say you were. If you don't got generators in your house, you don't got none of that. They got freaking satellites, and they have freaking man-made systems to create hurricanes, earthquakes, and all of that to symbolize it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things. Don't be afraid. I want you to open up your eyes. I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention, and I want you to absorb the knowledge. And I want you – don't take – I'm not saying that everything that we say, don't quote everything we're saying on the show. I want you to research it. Take what we've given you and go research it and find out yourself. And then if it doesn't make sense, then don't pay attention. But I'm telling you the truth. I've seen the light, and Eminem said don't be afraid.
I think that was a subliminal message, subliminal song.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them. But you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feed it beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse, album be still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, you're feeling. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired, perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, we clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. Back down, but I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these more. I'm not afraid, just take a stand, take a stand.
I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cut the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift a whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid. All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Eminem right there. I'm not afraid, man. I'm not afraid. I took a stand and I created something that I believed in. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. People in this world stand up for what they believe in and what is right and what is righteous and what is true. There's only a few. We have no more leaders. We have to be our own history makers, and we have to stand up, and we have to talk about it, and we have to be real about it, and we have to be real with ourselves. What are we doing in this life to make change? Are we doing anything, or are we just conforming in our own way subliminally, and we're just going with this systematic life? Everybody has to live. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to take care of their family. But at what cost? That's the question I'm asking you tonight. We're talking about the Illuminati. How real do you think it is? Do you believe in it? What are you going to do to change? Do you see things in a different light? Have we opened up your eyes? Or are you going to research more? Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're talking about the Illuminati. And I'm going to go back to the phone lines. And I'll open up the lines with the people. 301 Reds, what it do, baby? Talk to me.
I want to say one more thing because he brought the Bible to my religion. Because I was getting deep into the Illuminati and talking about how they use religion to control people. And I was talking about the cross. I never was the one to wear the cross or like have it sat on. I felt like that was kind of like blasphemy because that's how Jesus Christ died. And the research I've done was telling me they had the cross as a symbol as kind of like blasphemous, like as far as being the Antichrist. Like, I was on YouTube and I seen a video clip of something like the Catholic priest or the Vatican, the higher ups. The guy had a chair carved with a cross in it, but it was upside down. I'm like, why the hell would you have a cross carved upside down? So it's kind of seeming like the Illuminati don't even believe in God, really. Really, they're like devil worshippers, you know what I'm saying? And you know, going to Tupac album, after Tupac died, it seemed like I'm the only person that be talking about this. You only see one part, like one wound on him, the rib cage. That was the fatal bullet that killed Tupac on his album cover, Machiavelli, the Dawn of Illuminati. I'm like, why would you put up an album cover and you just have the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically like, you know, basically letting you know we killed him, putting it out there. So you got to really watch. I'll be telling you, you got to watch, you know, religion too, you know.
Definitely.
Okay.
405, you got any thoughts, 405? Okay, on to the next one. Gina, thoughts? Gina, yeah, 914? All right, on to the next one. Nikita, you got any thoughts?
It's just, I'm just deep, just listening to everybody say everything. Just a couple of days ago, I'm kind of going back, but, you know, the South Pole and the North Pole transitioning. I'm like, what's that all about? So it's just a lot of stuff that's putting questions behind everything that we need to, like you said, go to books and just, you know, read up on everything. And just because the Internet is basically finagle. It's messed with. You know, everything on there you can't believe, even though you're Googling it. Who the heck made Google? You know, so, I mean, that G is very powerful. That G in Google might mean government. So it's a lot that you need to take heed and just, like you said, be prepared for.
Definitely, definitely. That's the truth. 11.
Yeah. I think that
I agree with Green. Like, you know, it's really more than just being on the internet and watching videos. It's something that you really, really need to read. And I think that we just need to be a little bit more cautious and be a little bit more careful about what we repeat after in songs. And just because we've seen it in one video, that don't mean we have to put it in our video. You know, so, you know, we say and stuff like that. I think that it just got to be, you know, you gotta see it for what it is, because this industry is an illusion. You know what I mean? And nothing is just given to you for free. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what I get out of it, you know.
Definitely. And Tammy Feliciano stated, she said, also, we say pick up a book, but still, we got to research the authors also. Without these authors, some of these cats, you know, we can't always believe all of some of these cats, too. Research them and see what's really going on with them. I say research. That's a big thing, you know. Don't just believe hearsay, she-say. I want you guys to go and get your own research on. 917-657.
Yeah, Lush, yeah, I'm still here listening. It's deep. But all I got to do is say people need to educate themselves, just like everyone else is saying. You definitely, education is the key. It really is. And like you said, more and more people need to kind of step away, like the kids. They need to be educated on this as well, because they are future. So a lot of people keeping it on a grown-up level, but I think it needs to be exposed to the youth as well, because they're not as slow as we think they are. Like you was mentioning, that they're putting a lot of our kids into special needs classes that don't need to be there. Why? Because they don't teach those kids. A lot of those kids are brighter than the other kids because they're more visual and hands-on. So our kids are not stupid. And
they're not
exposed to this. They really, really do. But yeah, I'm still listening. I'm gonna be here today, and I'm all ears.
That's what it is. 405. Your thoughts?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanna say a couple of things. Like, when it comes to hip hop, you know, I think parents should not allow their kids to just be consumed with hip-hop music 24/7, you know, try to encourage them to read and, you know, get some real information, because a lot of music is trying to, like, dumb us down, like, you know what I'm saying, and just make us think about partying and entertainment 24/7. And also, when y'all was talking about currency, you know how in the hood people always talk about, you know, dead presidents all the time. Somebody had brought to my attention recently that, you know what I'm saying? And they was actually kind of telling me about his involvement in the Masons and everything like that, like kind of in the origin of it and all that, and it was like real deep. So I think people should kind of research some of that info about Benjamin Franklin. Because all these years, I just always thought Benjamin Franklin was a president, you know, because he's on the base of the money. But I never really thought about it until somebody brought it to my attention.
We is going in tonight, man. This is some real talk, and I'm glad everybody joined us tonight to talk about it. And and Mr. Green, your final thoughts and everything before we wrap it up. And we going, I think, I don't know, depending on the demand – and stuff.
You should
do
a part two of this show.
Yes. We might do a part. I think we actually want to do a part two. I'm thinking we might even do a snippet of it on our Friday show, which is How to Not We Play Music. But either Friday or next week, Thursday, I'll do a part two of the Illuminati. I didn't know it was going to get this high a demand. I mean, Mr. Green had been talking to me about it. Me and 11 had talked about it. Several other people I've talked to years ago about it. So, this is very interesting, and I'm glad that a lot of people are getting enlightened, a lot of people are getting information from some of their theories they had in their mind. You know, some of them are being answered today. Mr. Green, your final thoughts for the people.
My final thoughts, Lush, is that, you know, the people out, people should, I don't want to use the word enlightened. That's a New World Order word. You know, I think they should just educate themselves a lot more. There's so many resources out there which they can educate themselves with, you know, books, internet, so on and so forth. And really open your eyes. I mean, there's so many things going on in this world right now, and people have a big question mark behind it. You know, hey, you know what? If you have a question mark behind it, look into it. You know what I mean? Look into it. Educate yourself. Put some knowledge. You know, knowledge equals wisdom, you know, and it's just the key right there, you know, and as far as, you know, the Illuminati, you know, it's either hidden truth or deception, you know, and, you know, you can educate yourself by going to different websites like Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, VigilantCitizen.com, you know, things like that, and believe you me, you know, you could just Google New World Order, and you'd be surprised what you'll come up with, and, you know, or Google things, YouTube things, that's very educational, you know, I mean, they try to shut down YouTube, certain things on YouTube, you know, but that's still in the process, but in conclusion, I tell you, this was a great show, and I concur that there should be a saga to this show, because, I mean, the truth is the truth, and it must be exposed, you know, and with that, I thank you for having me on your show.
Can I say one quick thing real quick?
Go ahead.
This ties into everything we talked about tonight, and especially the rap music, research occults, because a lot of that is what's going on, is occult activity.
You know, I'm sorry, and to wrap up, you know, they say, you know what the recent thing I heard was the quickest way to get rich is to form a cult, you know. And with that said, subliminal message right from Lush, she said, you know, about movies, the Book of Eli, that man.
Oh, my God, yes.
The book, you know, that man was after that Bible, because he said, with that, we can control everyone with the right words.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want a subliminal message, put that one in your pipe and smoke it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really. You know, I'm keeping it 100. You know, I mean, there's so many others that I can go on and on for days on this. But, you know, I mean, really, he walked for 30 days. And also another thing, 30 days, when I say 30, you know, everything nowadays is numbers. We're all numbers. Each and every one of us are a number. So security number, driver's license number, so on and so forth, you know. And, you know, you in this year you got 1111, 1111, a whole bunch of 11s and so on and so forth. And if you take your age and the year you were born, you take your age and the last two digits of the year you were born, it's going to come out to 111, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? And it's all, you know, it's all a prophecy. You know what I mean? And with that said, I can't wait for part two on this one, because I'm really going to get my paperwork out and, you know, I'm just going to hit you with resources that you know, you just can't question. You know what I mean? You just can't question them, man. You know, and it all boils down to, you know, governments, I don't care whether it's ours. You know, I'm a patriot. Don't get me wrong. I'm a patriot, you know, but and I'm a constitutionalist also. And I believe that 9/11 was a direct violation of our constitutional rights. You know, so with that said and done, you know, I can't wait to CEO Lush brings this topic again on the air, because I'm just gonna, you know, be right there with her and with you, the audience, of course.
No doubt,
definitely, definitely. I just got a final thought. We got to open up our eyes, man. Check out the Zygus. Check out read up on cults. Read up on a lot of these underground associations. You know, just read up on it. I thank everybody that called in, all the listeners, all the followers, even people are trying to listen. They having problems with the Wi-Fi and all that. That's all they're watching us right now. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, and shout out to Max_Cardi. Cardi on the Twitter check, and shout out to everybody. I hope you get some information from this. I hope they help you in some sort of way. Maybe it kind of proves your theory. Maybe it didn't. Maybe you think it's a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, boo-ha-ha. You know, but I just really hope you did take something from it, and I just want to say thank you to everyone, each and everyone that called in tonight and showed us love on Lush Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement. And stay tuned for E2K on the Spot tomorrow at 8 o'clock at night. And stay tuned and listen to her show. And it's from 8 to 10 o'clock. And it's going to be on and popping. And I'll be on Cycle Proof DJ Radio talking about some topics. So just stay tuned. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com and look at our listings and all the different things we're talking about. And yeah, hopefully we'll have Big Country tomorrow from Grand Hustle. And Verse, one of DJ J Ronan's artists. And positive people doing positive things. And for a lot of you guys that are going through this stuff tonight, or have been going through stuff early in 2011 or last year, a lot of our blessings are wrapped up burdens. They might come as burdens. They might come through tests and trials. But in order for us to know that whatever you believe in is existing, is if we're not sick, how do we know that whatever it is healing us? If we're not going through trials and tribulations, that it's not a provider for us. So sometimes we just have to put it in their hands and try to do as the righteous things as we can, but we got to keep our eyes open. Keep our eyes open. A lot of things that we think are for real and a lot of things that we think is real are not. Read into it, think about it, research, and teach our kids. We can't allow the public schools to teach our children nowadays. We have to teach our children. We have to teach our children about our history, our culture, and everything that we stand for, and we have to do that because the school isn't. They're trying to eliminate slavery, that it even existed. They're trying to take it out of the books. Our books are the books are getting smaller and smaller in the libraries of our existence. We're going to be extinct. So if we don't wake up and we become our own advocates, you can be V. V is for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. You can be that person to stand up. I'm V in my own sense. Mr. Green is V in his own sense. Everybody called in, you're V in your own sense. You got to stand up and you got to make a difference, and it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement, and I'm signing out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.